You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Points, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ilikehowilook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com.
The Twitter site of the military's U.S. Central Command was taken over Monday by hackers claiming to be working on behalf of the Islamic State militants. American and coalition fighters are launching airstrikes against IS in Iraq and Syria. The site was filled with threats that said, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back." Other postings appeared to list names and phone numbers of military personnel, as well as PowerPoint slides and maps. They are all small, but scientists have recorded 5 earthquakes within 5.5 hours in the same area of eastern Connecticut today. The strongest was a 3.1 magnitude tremor, which the U.S. Geological Survey says was felt more than 60 miles away in Massachusetts. The quakes followed 2 smaller ones in the same area last week. There have been reports of shaking, but no major damage or injuries. Scientists say such a series of small quakes isn't unusual in New England. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year!
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card, now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
SpaceX successfully launched its unmanned Falcon rocket toward the International Space Station on Saturday, the first of its kind attempt to recover the leftover booster that did not go as hoped. Close, but no cigar this time, billionaire SpaceX founder Elon Musk said on Twitter afterward. The company attempted to land the Falcon's leftover booster on a floating platform off the coast of Jacksonville, but the rocket missed its target. NASA is more focused on the $133 million in cargo the Falcon is carrying toward the ISS. Due to arrive on Monday, the rocket is carrying much-needed supplies to the astronauts aboard, along with some belated Christmas presents. Speaking of space, Comet C-2014-Q2, otherwise known as Lovejoy, has been hanging around in our night skies for a few weeks now. But it's currently entering what will likely be the brightest and easiest to spot part of its journey around our sun, at least for those in the northern hemisphere. The comet was first discovered last August by Australian amateur astronomer Terry Lovejoy using his backyard telescope and was at its closest point to Earth on Wednesday. It will be at its brightest starting roughly now into the next few weeks, but even if you're in a more populated spot, there's a good chance you can spot it with a pair of binoculars. To find Lovejoy, it's right off the constellation Orion. The arrow of Orion will be roughly pointing toward the comet over the next week. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host here at Hot in Hunterdon, and today is January 12th. It's Monday. It's just a few minutes after 4 o'clock, and I have a special guest in the studio today. I have Mike Ferguson joining me, and we'll let him know that he is live on the air with us. And, Mike, thank you so much for joining us here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Thank you very much for having me, Georgine.
You're welcome, and I know this is your first time here, and this radio station is sponsored by Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It is the only Chamber of Commerce that has a 24-hour internet radio show, and they do have some programs that have been award-winning. So it's really exciting. I'm so happy to be part of it, and I'm glad that you're here today as my guest.
Absolutely. It's got some good information to share.
Okay, great. We're going to be talking about volunteerism today. And we always start out with a quote. So our quote on volunteerism today is, the quality of your life will be determined by the quality of your contribution. When you work to improve the lives of others, your life improves automatically. So that's our quote of the day here for Hot and Hunterdon, and I am not going to keep our listeners in suspense. We're going to go right to the weather forecast. So I know we did have a start this morning that was a little bit icy. And basically, I have much better news today for the rest of the day. So right now, it is raining outside, but it's about 35 degrees here in Flemington. And it looks like there will be some additional rain this evening, but less than a tenth of an inch. So that's certainly nothing we're going to worry about. We may just change back to snow and sleet between 9 p.m. and midnight tonight. But again, there's no real accumulation expected. But tomorrow, mostly sunny. Who wants to hear that? I know I need to hear that. We have a high near 29 tomorrow. Very cold Tuesday night, a low around 12. And then Wednesday, of course, a slight chance of snow. And I say, of course, because it is winter. But we're looking at a high near 31. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. So Thursday's looking a little bit better with a high near 34. So I'm really excited that it is looking to be a day without a lot of snow accumulation. So now you have the weather, Mike, and you know how to dress appropriately.
Absolutely. It's always important.
Okay, great. So today we're going to be talking about volunteer experiences. And I wanted to share, Mike, that last week I had some guests on that were from Zufall Health Center, which is a community health center. And I was so pleased to hear them talk about collaborations and working with community providers. And I perked up. As you know, I work at NorwestCAP. And so when they said they were collaborating with NorwestCAP for their diabetes program, I got super excited. So maybe you could, they didn't expand on that. So maybe you could just talk about that a little bit today and let our listeners know who you are, your title, and what you do.
Absolutely. My name is Mike Ferguson. I am the assistant director for NorwestCAP's Skylands RSVP and Volunteer Resource Center. And what we do is we focus on volunteerism. You know, volunteerism within programs that we run ourselves. We also place volunteers at nonprofits across our five-county region. And we also work with our corporate community on getting them engaged in volunteerism as well. And we were very excited to get a grant to partner with Zufall to provide our chronic disease self-management program with a focus on diabetes. And chronic disease self-management is a really, it's a great program developed by Stanford University. It is evidence-based, which means that they've actually done research, and if you follow the program, you will see results in the end. And what it really does is, unlike a lot of support groups that are there, you know, to help someone get through a condition, self-management program helps people fight their condition. So it helps them figure out how to live with what it is they're going through. So as a diabetes focus, it will help people create an action plan saying, this is the first step that I need to take in fighting diabetes. You know, after that, I'm going to focus on my eating. And after that, I'm going to focus on my exercise. And it teaches them not just about the condition itself, but more about how they as a person can deal with it.
That sounds like a great program. And I think that when things are evidence-based and you can introduce a scientific research evaluation method, and when people become involved and they're able to manage their own care, that you become participatory in your own wellness and your health and your plan for living a better life. So I'm so glad that you're part of that. And diabetes is a, you know, can be such a life-altering disease. So it's great that we can help people manage it with their day-to-day activities.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about this program is, like all of our programs, it's entirely volunteer-driven. So the people teaching the class are volunteers. And it could be a volunteer with diabetes or another chronic condition, or it could just be someone from the community who wants to try to help and give back. So the programs are offered free of charge. You know, we do accept donations for those that would like to donate and allow others to take the class, because, you know, fees are, it does cost us money to put these programs out, but we don't want to limit it to those who can't afford to pay for the class, because it's valuable information, and we really need to get it out to as many people as possible.
So it's sort of, you can, whatever you can afford to pay, you can pay, and if you can't afford anything, no one is tracking it, no one's checking it, you wouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable.
You're never going to get turned away from any of our programs if you can't afford them.
Excellent, excellent. And it's a great program. And so if people wanted to learn more about participating in that, do we have them in different counties?
Absolutely. We run this program throughout all of our counties. And, you know, this particular grant focuses on the diabetes focus. But chronic disease self-management can truly be used to help those who are suffering from fibromyalgia, from arthritis, that might have had recently heart surgery, that could be fighting cancer. It's any chronic condition that they're fighting with that is not really going to be cured, that they're going to have to endure for the duration. The best way to reach us, if you want some more information, is to call our 1-800 number, which is 1-888-387-9830. And that will put you in touch with our office. You tell them what it is you're interested in, and we can direct you to the right person from there.
Excellent. When we had the conversation with Sioux Falls Health Center, they were talking a lot about some of the programs that they have in Hunterdon. And just so our listeners know, we have programs in Passaic County, Hunterdon, Morris, Sussex. I know we don't have Somerset at this time.
And Warren County.
And, of course, Warren County. Mm-hmm. So we have programs throughout northwest New Jersey, and people can call and get some information. Again, that phone number is 1-888-387-9830, and that is the number for any of the Norwest CAP volunteer programs, and especially about the chronic disease self-management programs. So, Mike, we're talking about volunteerism today, and I just want you to tell us, I know that even before Norwest CAP, you've spent a lot of your professional life managing and creating programs to involve people in the community. Was volunteerism something that, you know, happened at your house when you were growing up? How did you find your way into volunteer management?
It's actually completely by accident is how I got into nonprofit in general.
Is that fate? Completely by accident?
I was on my way to law school. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to run for office. I was going to be an elected official. And as I wrote in my college essay, I was going to be the first president to come from, you know, Susquehanna University and in my small town. And that was kind of where I was headed. And when I graduated from college with my bachelor's degree, I went to work for a top 20 global law firm and wanted to take a year off to work and kind of get to know the legal field. And realized I didn't really want to be a lawyer. It was just, I saw the hours they were putting in for and not really loving what they were doing in a corporate law firm, and realized I didn't want to do that.
Thank goodness you took the year immerse yourself in that lifestyle.
Yes, get some experience first was a good thing. But I looked around and figured out, all right, now what do I want to do? And the Red Cross was hiring for a volunteer coordinator. And I had ran a volunteer program while in college, and it was a fully functional, you know, I did the fundraising and the budget and recruited new members and had to go before the university board to request money and said, all right, I can do this. You know, I talked college kids into giving up their time. I can go out and get volunteers for the Red Cross. That shouldn't be too hard. So the rest, as they say, is history. I've been in nonprofit and volunteerism ever since, and I've moved my way from volunteerism into, you know, marketing and fundraising and grant writing, and, you know, I enjoy the nonprofit sector. That's definitely where I want to spend my time.
Well, the nonprofit world is a good world, and we're a little bit better to have you in it. I remember growing up, my parents and my grandparents were absolutely positively volunteers, the fabric of the community, and I'm going to date myself a little bit, but back then, if you hosted a dinner, say a fundraising dinner, there wasn't online management for your tickets. And I remember we had these big poster boards and the bingo markers. So when tickets came in and they were paid, it was my job as the helper and the tickets were assigned, I would have to use the bingo sticker and mark that number paid and put a little notation in the box. We had these huge boards, as I said, these poster boards, and I'd take rulers and mark them all out so we'd have, you know, 200 tickets ready and have the little stamps on the bingo. So
yeah, isn't it great to introduce kids to the volunteering like that? I have four children, and over the years my children have stuffed more envelopes and folded more flyers than they would probably care to remember. But yes, their foray into volunteerism started the exact same way. And they didn't even realize it at the time. You know, they talked to me later about, you know, well, I have to fill out this application, you know, for school. Where have I volunteered? And I start to list all the events that I take them to and how many times have they stood in a parking lot at an information table and passed out flyers. I said, that all counts. It's all volunteer work.
And Mike, I'm not entirely convinced that your children one day won't be handing out your campaign literature and helping you to get elected someday. You never know. So we're going to turn to a quick commercial break, Mike. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the volunteer opportunities that have been kicked off for 2015. And we're going to talk about some of the other exciting programs that we have at the Volunteer Center. So stay with us.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
I'm Dave Lyon with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, for the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, and I am joined in the studio today, so won't have any issues with telephone call-ins and trying to drop callers. I'm joined today with Mike Ferguson with Norwest Cap RSVP, who is the Associate Director of RSVP?
Assistant Director.
Assistant Director. I'll give you whatever title you want, Mike. Absolutely. Don't worry. Whatever you want to be today between 4 and 5, I can help you with that. So we were talking a little bit about volunteer programs before we went on the break, and we were able to share some information about the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program and helping people manage their health and take more control of their health. And if anyone wanted to volunteer or to join that program, which is on a sliding fee scale, no fees really. It's basically donations if you want.
We'll accept a donation, but otherwise there are no fees.
Which is really, I mean, that what kind of deal can you get today on that? That's a pretty good deal. And you mentioned, besides diabetes, even arthritis and other chronic conditions that people...
Absolutely. We actually run a number of evidence-based health programs. You know, chronic disease self-management is probably our most well-known one because it's nationwide. Stanford University put it out, so it got a lot of publicity when it was first released. But we also do Matter of Balance, which is a fall prevention program, and it can help people who have already fallen. You know, a lot of our seniors in our community start to find themselves not going out as often, especially this time of year. This morning was a great case. You know, they're afraid they're going to slip and fall, so they're not going to leave their house. Well, studies have actually proven the less you go out, the more likely you are to fall. The less you walk around your house, the more likely you are to fall. So it's that confidence that you need to build up. It's keeping your legs strong and your balance right that actually prevents falling. So this program was designed to help seniors and even other people who have a fear of falling come up with some simple exercises they can do, come up with some ideas on basically how to be comfortable in a public setting or just even moving around their own home. You know, getting over the stigma of, all right, I have to use a cane. You know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to use a cane or a walker if you need to, because you want to get out. You want to, you know, live a full and enjoyable life. And that's what these programs are designed to help people do.
Excellent. I want to give that phone number one more time, Mike, and of course we'll give it throughout the program, but for any of our listeners who want to type in, if you're at your computer, it's 1-888-387-9830, and that is the toll-free number for the NorwestCAP RSVP Skylands Volunteer Program, and that number can help you access programs for evidence-based programs, Matter of Balance, and other things, as well as any of the other volunteer programs that Skylands RSVP has going on now. Now, we are talking today, being January 12th, sometimes about resolutions and being able to have a new year, a new you. So people on their resolution list may be putting down that they want to volunteer. And I know that you've kicked off some new programs for 2015, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. One of the programs I would like to bring up right now is a volunteer program. Again, all volunteer driven. All of our programs are volunteer driven. But it really ties into this time of year because it's tax season. Tax season will be upon us before you know it. Everybody's patiently awaiting their W-2s and getting excited about filing their returns.
Wait. Now, I can't let you just say that, really. They're getting excited about filing their returns. Maybe if they have refunds.
No, see, we have people out there that just like to do taxes.
Ah, these are new people I haven't met.
You'd be surprised, because in our counties where we run VITA, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, it's a program managed by the IRS and run with, you know, community partners all across the country. We have people that devote 3 months a year to doing taxes for other people. And we have, I think it's roughly 200 volunteers in our counties that do nothing but taxes from January 20th until April 15th. And they love what they do. They get really getting into this IRS code and these taxes.
That is incredible. So if I am listening right now, and I am one of the people that you just described that I have yet to meet, that is really, would be really excited to, between January and March, do nothing but taxes as a volunteer, is there still time for them to be a volunteer under VITA?
Absolutely. You just go on IRS.gov, you do a search for the VITA program, V-I-T-A, VITA, and it will walk you through. The entire training course is online. All you have to do is take the training course, pass the online certification, and you're a VITA volunteer. You contact our office or any office. It's run in every county in New Jersey. And as far as I know, it's run in every portion of the United States. You go online, you complete your certification, and we will hook you up whether you want to do taxes one day a week, if you want to do taxes one day a month. We have some volunteers that do taxes 5 days a week from now until April.
You see now, Mike, I'm just wrapping my head around the people who want to do taxes 3 months. Now it's 3 months and every single day.
We can fit whatever schedule you want to do, you know, in your free time.
That
you
is.
Know, Georgine, you have nothing better to do from between now and April 15th. We can get you set up doing taxes.
I will definitely take that under advisement. Now, the other part of that, and we touched upon it, but we didn't state it earlier. We were talking about the matter of balance. What you're doing is helping seniors to age in place. You're helping the community to be stronger, where people who are may have some physical limitations or disabilities, they're able to get around, to get out. And that strengthens our community. Well, the same with the tax situation, where you're taking skilled people and you're giving them an additional skill to be a certified VITA counselor. And that the same is true for people who may be low income and have to file their taxes or should file their taxes to get a refund, but they don't know how to begin. They can also access this service, can they not?
Absolutely. The programs like this work in so many different ways. We had a number of people last year who, last tax season, that were unemployed. And they decided they were going to, you know, take the IRS certification, become trained VITA volunteers. Well, this tax season, they're now working for a paid preparer, and they have a job during tax season. So it actually provided them with a skill that they can now go out and find employment. The other thing it does, like you mentioned, is provide services to people who are going out and paying preparers to do their taxes when they have very simple returns. And it could be low income or people with not a lot of money, and they wait for that return every year. And one thing you don't want to see is for those people to be giving out hundreds of dollars in fees when that is a good portion of their income. They could actually be giving up an entire month's worth of wages,
which is very significant,
to pay a preparer to do their taxes and then rush their return back to them. When our program is free of charge, again, no charge to anyone who qualifies, and everyone who comes into the VITA program qualifies as long as they're filing a simple return. You know, we can't handle stock. We don't do it if you own your own business. Things like that do require another level of service, and we don't want to burden our volunteers too much, so we don't get into complicated returns. But anyone filing a simple return can get their taxes done free of charge.
It's very, very exciting. And since it is a national program and you are able to do the tutorial programs online, I know that the IRS really stresses the earned income tax credit for low-income people, which most or a lot of preparers aren't familiar with, where it's really a matter of expertise for the VITA counselors. Can you tell people what the EITC is?
Yeah, basically earned income tax credit, which is EITC, is a program designed by the government to give low-income individuals and families, more so, a portion of their taxes and additional money on top of their taxes back to them, to help them kind of pull themselves up from their financial situation. It can be millions of dollars in a state. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head for the state of New Jersey. But hundreds of millions of dollars go unclaimed from people that aren't aware that they are eligible for an EITC grant. This is money that the federal government's not going to contact you and say you're eligible for. You have to be able to read through your tax forms, figure out whether or not you're eligible. And if you leave that line blank, you're going to miss out on it. And all of our preparers are trained to make sure that everyone is getting each deduction and each, you know, filing that they're entitled to. And just like, you know, the big paid preparers, we do direct deposit. We electronically file your return. You know, our average return last year came back in 3 days.
That's
incredible.
It was
direct deposited into the person's account. So, you know, it's just like going to any other tax preparer, except we're run by the IRS, overseen by the IRS, and it's done by a volunteer for free.
And you're trained in matters that may be more relevant to people that have a simple return.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And actually, if people are also a little hesitant about coming out and getting their taxes done by volunteers, there's actually a website now that'll walk you through step by step how to do your own taxes. And it's another IRS created tool, and it's called myfreetaxes.com. Now, there is one stipulation with that. You have to, your family income has to be under $60,000 a year. But myfreetaxes.com has 24-hour tech support. If you have a question about any portion of the return, you call them up. You're reaching a tax professional, certified tax professional, who will be able to answer your questions. You know, if you're confused about EITC, you know, if you're confused about, you know, a dependent, you know, does the dependent live with you, or do they live with your, you know, their other father or mother, they'll walk you through all of the questions as you complete your own taxes. So there are two different ways to do it that won't cost someone. The average return in New Jersey is $150 without any extras. So, you know, you're talking saving individuals in our region last year about $250,000.
That's incredible.
In fees.
That's really incredible, Mike. Well, thanks for giving that information. We're going to go to news in just a moment. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some other great volunteer programs. We're going to talk about the corporate community as well. So just to recap again, the VITA program is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. RSVP helps to train individuals who are interested in being a VITA counselor, which would be a free counsel. They would be a free counselor for tax matters. They would receive the training. They would take a test and become certified. And then they would sit at a Norwest Cap location or one of the VITA sites and help low-income people to prepare their returns.
Low-income seniors, basically anyone in the community that needs a return done.
And has a simple return to
Absolutely.
File. Excellent. Okay, and again, that number for Norwest Cap and all of the volunteer programs is 1-888-387-9830. And again, I'm Georgine Trinkle. I'm here at Hot and Hunterdon, which is a Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. And I'm joined by Michael Ferguson from Norwest Cap's RSVP, and we'll be back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. On a day that President Barack Obama says higher cybersecurity is necessary, U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube sites are compromised. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the Pentagon moved quickly after the hacking.
The military suspended the Central Command Twitter site and terminated the YouTube page after confirming the accounts were compromised. This is not the first time the U.S. government websites or other accounts have been hacked, and it remains unclear whether this attack was actually carried out by the Islamic State group or its supporters.
The White House says it should have sent a higher-level official to yesterday's anti-terror march in Paris. The outdoor event was attended by more than a million people, including 40 world leaders. The Obama administration was represented by the U.S. ambassador to France. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
New York Police Department officials are looking for signs that disgruntled officers have started making more low-level arrests. NYPD statistics show the arrests plummeted in the weeks after two patrolmen died in a daytime ambush. Ticketing for traffic and violations virtually stopped as well. The numbers were seen as further evidence of the growing rift between the rank and file and Mayor Bill de Blasio. Idaho State University has canceled its order for 11 AR-15 rifles. The school says it ordered the weapons last August for its campus security detail in case of a campus shooting, but officials reconsidered and decided it would be better for local law enforcement to deal with an active shooter should the situation arise. Strong crowds have shown up for an anti-Islam rally in the German city of Dresden. Some protesters are wearing black ribbons to show their solidarity with the victims of last week's terror attacks in Paris. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
President Barack Obama a no-show at the rally in Paris yesterday. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was there. So was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, French President Francois Hollande, and even Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. But President Obama was a no-show for a march and rally that drew a million people days after 12 people were shot at a satirical newspaper in France. British Prime Minister David Cameron was in attendance and spoke out boldly against Islamic terrorism.
A threat of fanatical extremism, and we have to confront that in every way we can. That means maintaining strong security, investing in our security services. It means being very vigilant, but it also means confronting the poisonous narrative of Islamist extremism.
The president's public schedule for Sunday was empty, and the White House has yet offered no explanation as to why the president did not join the other world leaders at the French rally. I'm Jason Wirt.
A prominent Saudi Arabian cleric has whipped up controversy by issuing a religious rule forbidding the building of snowmen, describing them as anti-Islamic. Asked on a religious website if it was permissible for fathers to build snowmen for their children after a snowstorm in the country's north, the cleric replied, "It is not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun." By way of USA Radio News, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, and I'm Georgine Trinkle. We're back live at Hot 100, and I'm joined today, and I thank my guest, Mike Ferguson from RSVP. Mike, thanks so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you again for having me.
And you've been giving out such great information about how to help individuals with chronic disease be healthier and more involved in their health and their decision-making, as well as the Matter of Balance program, talking about falls and helping seniors stay in place. And then your shocking news about people who love taxes, doing the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program as a counselor, or for those who right now are looking around and they have the biggest shoebox in the world filled with receipts and papers, and the W-9s and different things are starting to come in, and they have sheer panic. Well, you've let everyone know today that they can just calm down, get the shoebox in order, and bring it to an open Vita site.
Absolutely.
So you've brought a lot of calm and order to a lot of people's world today. So thanks for that. I know because it is a new year and we're talking about new programs, we wanted to talk about one of the new initiatives that RSVP has going on this year with corporations.
Yes. In 2015, we are going to be launching our Skylands Corporate Volunteer Council. And what we hope to do with that is to engage the many different businesses and corporations that we have in our region of New Jersey and bring them all together in a couple of different aspects. One, we want them to make sure they're being recognized. You know, we have a lot of great companies in our region who do a lot of great work. So we hope to be able to help them publicize some of that great work that they're doing, to kind of set an example for other companies out there and show them what they can be doing as well.
And it helps to raise the bar, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. You know, in today's, you know, society, a lot of the stuff that comes out, you hear about a company is revolved around, you know, some sort of scandal or something they did wrong because they make a mistake here or there. But we also want to focus on all the things they're doing right. And a lot of our companies in the area, small businesses all the way up to our largest, you know, employers in our region, are doing great work. They're really giving back to the community. They allow their employees to leave for an hour a day to go be a big brother or a big sister. You know, they, you know, are helping come out on a Saturday to help clean up or help build a park. And they need to be getting recognized for some of this work. So we're starting our corporate volunteer council and want to bring some of these employers and you know, our goal is big. Eventually, we'd like to get every single one of them, you know, to be a part of it and to kind of get their input on, you know, what burdens they're finding in trying to do more programs like this, how, you know, they can need help from the nonprofit world in making things a little easier for them to give time or, you know, to give money if they want to give money. But in general, start bringing our corporate partners to the volunteerism table because they have input to give, and we want to give them the venue that they can give that information.
And I think you're right. I think there is a greater level of corporate responsibility in the community. I think after Enron and many other corporate scandals, I think that the companies that wanted to move to the top and to create a culture of responsibility for how they make products and the environment and their workforce, I think that we started to see a lot of really good movements from corporations.
Absolutely. I think, you know, they all have an idea in mind that they want to do good. And some of them go as far as to hire someone in-house to help do that sort of thing. Other ones, you know, will put it into their HR departments, you know, to help do some community outreach. And a lot of them have ideas, but they don't necessarily know how to implement them. And that's one of the things that we want to help them do is implement their ideas. You know, we can offer workshops on how to run a day of service. We can run workshops on volunteer management, on how to run a group environment, you know, team building. You know, all of these things can come out of volunteerism and actually increase production. You know, happier employees are more productive. So if you're out there and you're giving your employees an hour off a week to go volunteer somewhere, you know, that person's going to be more fulfilled. They're going to be a happier person. And happier people have less sick days. They have, you know, less gripes about other things at work. So, and you know, volunteerism has a lot of benefit.
And I think we see a lot of increased statistics around longevity with engaged employees in the social area.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a sense of a feeling of gratitude that you get from being out in the community and doing a volunteer day of caring that you may not have realized just sitting at your desk.
Absolutely.
So that's a really great thing. And if I were a corporation and I had some volunteers, but I don't have anyone to manage them or send them out, would you be able to help create opportunities for my employees?
Absolutely. We are working on, you know, a lot of different levels of participation, whether it be just coming and sharing ideas, whether a company wants us to come in and give them some training on how to do their day of service. We can match them up with, you know, nonprofit partners or some of our own programs. If they want to come out and do some work in the community, we can actually also run their entire day of service for them.
Wow.
You know, we'll take on all the responsibility and, you know, from doing the press releases, if they would like t-shirts done up, if they want, you know, a page done, you know, with photos. And one of the most important things that we are going to be offering is when the company's finished, we want to give them a report on what sort of impact your service made to the community. You know, you went out and built a park on a Saturday afternoon, but how many children are going to be spending time at that park? You know, you went out and you helped redo a classroom. Well, what kind of results are we going to be getting from, you know, the children who are in that classroom? You know, everything has a bigger meaning. And sometimes they see money or they see time being spent and they're not seeing what the finished product is. And our report that we're going to be generating for each corporation that comes through our council will be a report on what they actually provided, not just the hours, but what the result is.
What the result was for them and the long-term benefit that they can have and the impact in the community.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to give the number for the Norwest Cup RSVP program. If you are a corporation in any of the five counties that the Norwest Cup RSVP Skylands program serves, you should definitely call 1-888-387-9830, and that is the number for the Norwest Cup Skylands RSVP program. You can use that number to find out about signing up as a corporation or for any of the programs that we've been talking about so far today. We're going to go to a short commercial break. But then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things going on this year at Norwest Cap and the 50th anniversary that kicks off this month, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And again, I'm joined in the studio by Mike Ferguson, and he is the Assistant Director for the Skylands RSVP program. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot in Hunterdon, and today is January 12th. I just want to make sure everyone has a chance for the forecast, because it started out a little bit treacherous this morning with some ice, but that is no longer the case. There's a high today of about 35, and it's just rain right now. The only problem is between 10 p.m. and maybe 5 a.m., we might turn back for a little bit of snow or sleet. They're really not expecting any type of accumulation, so I think we're pretty good. Tuesday, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 27 and a north wind 9 to 14 miles an hour, so that's not too bad. I don't think anyone will be Mary Poppins with the umbrella with that type of winds. Tuesday night's mostly clear with a low around 12 degrees, so that is definitely the crocheted blanket should come out and not just be at the foot of the bed on Tuesday night. Probably want to wrap yourself right around that. And Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high near 31, so it is chilly also on Wednesday night, but I don't want to dwell on that. And we are live here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I'm very happy to have Mike Ferguson with me today for this hour. We've been talking about different volunteer programs, really about the importance of volunteerism, volunteer management, and all of the opportunities that Norwest Cap creates in the community for corporations and individuals, people who want to volunteer, and then people who need services. So it's really a nice mix of different things all coming together to make the community better. And since it's January, we're kicking off at Norwest Cap our 50th anniversary. And I know that you've been involved in some of the planning for the 50th anniversary, and I know we have a lot of great things going on, but I wanted to make sure that we mentioned it today because we were talking about the VITA program and the different financial goals. Our 50th anniversary kicks off with a spotlight on a program this month, which is the IDA program, and they have some great financial fit challenges. So there are no sit-ups involved, there's no running, although, Mike, you like to run. And I want to let you know, August 8th is the date of our next 5K. You came out for the Cops on the Run this summer with your children, which was very much appreciated.
I would say I like to run, Mike, but it is healthy for me to run. So.
It is, and you are an award medalist.
Yes. I did take, I think, second in my age group.
You did.
I won't say that there was probably only two of us there, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So. You got the win. Win matters around here. So I know that you really, really do so much to help things in the community. And even though running maybe isn't your favorite thing, you did it with your children, and you made it a family event, and you smiled the whole way through the 5K. So
yes, well, we finished. That was my goal last year, was to finish. So this year we'll try to step that up a notch, but because I think I'm moving into a tougher age bracket this year.
maybe you know someone and they could get those age brackets changed before the race.
Yeah, or I'm just gonna fib about my age a little bit.
I think it's going to be okay. I think it'll be okay. But for those who don't want to use your example and the fine example that you set of not cheating, but of actually running the 5K and being an award medal winner at the 5K, who don't want to have that level of physical challenging but do want to be challenged, they could take the Financial Fit Challenge. And there's information on the Norwest Cap website. So if I wanted to access that, how would I?
It's www.norwestcap.org.
Excellent. You have all the answers for me today, don't you?
I try.
Now, I also am able to get a great newsletter that comes out that's different from the Norwest Cap Agency newsletter or any of our program newsletters. Sometimes our programs are able to send out their own information, and it always includes other agency programs. But you do a quarterly one, and one of the things I really like about that, Mike, is that you always spotlight a volunteer, which is really great, because when we do talk about lasting outcomes in the community, people do have a personal story to share, and they do motivate us. And I think the recognition, just to weave through that, we talked about that with the corporations, but it's so, you do it every day and you don't really even think about it, but by just doing the newsletter and spotlighting a volunteer, recognizing that their contributions really matter and they're valued by you and Nancy Hess and the staff of Norwest Cap RSVP. So I think if someone wants to sign up for your newsletter, they really should do that. And they can email you, can't they?
Absolutely. My email is Ferguson, which is my last name, Ferguson, and then M as in Mike, and that's at norwestcap.org, norwescap.org.
Excellent. Now, I can't say no one will find out about this, but we do have a few minutes left. So I think it would be great if you wouldn't mind sharing, like, what program maybe is one of your programs of value at the RSVP, maybe something that you created or started, or just a program that when you see it going on, you just have to take a moment to pause and reflect on the great impact in the community.
You make me choose just one would be difficult.
We have a few minutes, so you could pick a few.
We do a program that we piloted in Morris County a few years ago that we're trying to expand to other counties called Lifebook. And Lifebook, is a an intergenerational program where a volunteer will kind of learn how to do a memoir and go out and find, you know, a senior or one of our older members of our community, and we'll take down their life history and spend a few hours, multiple hours actually, interviewing this person and putting their life story in print. You know, and now we've even expanded. Some of them have started to do video recordings and multimedia recordings of their life history. But you know, realize what some of the members in our local community have lived through. You know, if they're 80, 90, even 70 years old, some of the things that they've seen, some of the changes that they've seen in just our region of New Jersey. You know, never to even talk about the entire nation as a whole, but just here in New Jersey, the way things have changed, it's really an interesting program. And, you know, they'll get them bound and printed when they're done. Sometimes they give them to family members so that that way they have something to remember them by. Other times it's just for themselves. You know, they just wanted to tell their story and to kind of have their story down in paper. But it's really a program that is... The volunteers, the people who do it, and the family members just rave about this program. So we're looking for more volunteers, actually, that are willing to come on and kind of go out and interview people in the community and get their story. So, and it's, some of them have been submitted to the Library of Congress and have been copyrighted, and they're now in the history record of our country.
That's so incredible. Talk about a lasting impact.
And I mean, we need more of that in New Jersey. I mean, just to kind of end on an interesting note here, Volunteering in America report comes out once a year, and they rank all 50 states and the District of Columbia on volunteerism in the United States. And New Jersey this year ranked 45th in volunteerism.
That's terrible.
We have the ninth largest population, and we ranked 45th in volunteerism. And I don't think it's because people aren't helping each other. I think it's because people aren't volunteering necessarily through an organized, you know, nonprofit or through, you know, like us, the Volunteer Center. So we need more people to come out and start signing up to be volunteers. And, you know, if you're volunteering at your church, at the food pantry, we can sign the food pantry up as one of our partners, and we can start showing the rest of the country what we are actually doing in New Jersey. You know, if you deliver, you know, Meals on Wheels and they're not one of our partners, then their hours might not be getting counted. You know, if you're coaching, you know, your Little League baseball team, that's volunteering. You know, anytime you're giving your time or your hard work to help someone else, you know, you're volunteering in a way. And I think we're getting overlooked in certain aspects, you know, here in New Jersey.
So we really have to do a better job about that. And as you mentioned throughout the program, outcomes do matter. So if you want to volunteer but you're not sure where to volunteer or how to get started, contact the NORESCAP program at 1-888-387-9830. Get started today. Don't put it off. And you can look at the regular agency website, www.norwestcap.org, or you can actually go on the Skylands RSVP page and you can look through. I mean, you must have hundreds of volunteer opportunities available on the website. You can search by your type of interest.
We have something
titles.
For everyone. I mean, whether,
really do.
Whether you want to give an hour a week or like we said, with taxes, if you want to do it 5 days a week, you know, you want to work with animals, you want to work with children, you want to help, you know, the environment, veterans. I mean, we have over 100 different nonprofits that we work with throughout Northwest New Jersey.
So that's it. No excuses. Call Mike Ferguson at RSVP today or tomorrow and start volunteering, giving back, be part of the fabric of your community. And I want to thank you again, Mike, for joining me here at Hunt and Hunterdon. I hope you do come back again after the Vita season's over. Let us know what the outcomes were and how many dollars you were able to save in tax preparer fees, and maybe you'll even know what the value of the tax return refunds were at that time. Love to have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much again.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to go to a short commercial break, and then we'll have the news, and hope everyone has a great week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today